We are learning Masechtas Brachos Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, and we are beginning 3 lines from the top of it typically. The Gemara said that the Kafrisim, there is no Arlo. Why not? Because only the Avyonos is the fruit, and not the Kafrisim, which is the peel on the fruit, that is not part of the fruit, and there's no Chiyav Arlo, and you can eat it. Because we pass on Rav Akiva, the whole is that only the Avyonos are the fruit, not the Kafrisim. Faith the Gemara Kasha, even if it's not a fruit, there's a different reason why it should be a Chiyav Arlo. But typically, it's not a Shem Vela Pri. I'll give you a different reason why it has to be Chayav and Arla, because it's a Shomer. Rachmano Amar, Varalat Amar Law says Periyoy, and says S Periyoy, that the Peris has to be Arla, and says Lashon S. S, Hatafel Le Periyoy. S, being Mar, but anything that's Tafel. What's Tafel? What's a subordinate to the Peri? My new Shomer Le Peri. The Shomer of the Peri. So the question is, good, it's not a Peri, you're right, but still to be Arla. It's a Din, by Arla, it's S Periyoy. Amarava, Heicha Amri, the Nasa Shomer Le Peri. When is it considered a Shomer? When is it considered a protection, a protector of the Peri? Heicha the Isabeim Talos Remechumer. Only if the peel stays around the fruit, even when after it's removed from the tree, it's harvested from the tree, then it's called a Shomer. But Hacha Mechumer Isab Talos Lesa. By these caper bushes, once it's time to take it off, it's not there anymore. It's gone. So that's not called a Shomer. So Mar is going to ask now from a place that it is a shomer, even if it's not there at the end stages. Eisvei Abaya, even if it's not there when it's talosh. Eisvei Abaya, pitma sharima, in the crown on top of a pomegranate, Mr. Refes. This is talking about Tumas Eichlin. It says the crown on top of a pomegranate is called the Eichel, and it's for Refes of Tumas Eichlin. Va'anet shaloi, which means the shomer, the peel around the crown, Eimet Starf, is not called the fruit. It's not called Eichel, it's not Tamas Eichel. And still, with Tanan, Gavi Arlo, Klipe Rimoin, the peel of a Rimoin by Nechloi, and its Klipa of the crown, Klipe goes and peels of knots, the Hagaroinim and the pits, Chayav Marlo, all these things are Chayav Arlo. So what do you see? That it's called a Peri. It's called a something to be Chayav and Arlo. So it must be, because a Nates is a Shomer. So you see, even though the Nates falls off before, when it's talush, still it's called a shomer, so it's back shver. Why don't we say that it's the case of the caper tree that it's chayav and arla? Because we know that the neitz shaloi is not called a food. It's not the talush, and still we say it's called a shomer. Elam arava, heichi amrinon. When do we say the Naslo Shemer Leperi, a new gather? To be called Shemer, a new gather. Not the part that has to be there, even Betalosh. Because a Neitz Shaloi is not a food, and it's not the Betalosh. And still we're saying it's Chayav Arlo. And even though a Neitz is not a Shemer Betalosh, still they're calling it a Shemer. And don't tell me it's called a Pri, because you got Tumas Eichel, it's not called a Pri. So you see, it's only Medin Shemer. And even though a Neitz falls off when it's Talosh, still, it's called a shomer. So what's pshat by kafrisim? It's not chayav arla, it's a shomer. Elam rava heicha min naslo shomer el peri heicha diisa v'shas gemar peri. It has to stay on the whole entire growth of the peri until the peri is completed. Hai kafris, these kafrisim less of a shas gemar peri. It's not there on the fruit when the peri is fully ripe. So that's the gather, and a nates is there when it's fully ripe. That's why it's a shomer. Masha inkein, kafir is not there when it's fully ripe. Great, the Gemara, eini, v'amar Rav Nachman Ravua, hani maschli the arlo. These maschli, Rashi says, is like, it's by tamarim, by dates, it's like the peel of dates, like a kafir of a tzlaf. So hani maschli the arlo, asiri. It's also by arlo, hoil v'nasho shomer le peri, this is a shomer. V'shomer le peri emes hava, when is it a shomer on the date? V'kufra, when it's very small. V'kar le shomer le peri, and it's called shomer le peri, even though it's not full. It's not a peri yet. It's not fully ripe. Zog demar no. Rav Nachman who says that yichayev and arla. The reason is because he holds that a kufra is a fully ripe date. It's called a date already. Rav Nachman saw like Rav Yosi. The time Rav Yosi emer smadar osur pleishu peri. A small grape is osur because it's a peri. It's osur because it's a peri. It's also because of arla because it's called a peri. But please, Rabbanon argue on Rav Yosi. He holds smadar is not a peri. So we're going to say right now that the Rabbanon hold that all small peris are not called a peri, and therefore by kafris it's not called a shomer. Masha inki Rabba Ba'avu, Rav Nachman Rabba Ba'avu that said the masli the arla is osur because a shomer, it's a small peri there. the Teretz is, because he holds a Rav Yosi that that's called a peri even when it's small. Maskel Rav Shimi Meradoi, Veshar learning Pli Rav Ala, the Rabban hold that all peris, even when it's little, it's not called a peri. I'll show you, they won't only argue on specific things. Vatnan, Meim Esayin Koitz says Lonaz V'Shvias. When are you not allowed to cut the trees on Shvias? Because you're only allowed to cut trees on Shvias, you're going to eat it, not Veshayra. So when is it called a tree, a fruit tree, you're not allowed to cut it? Veshamrim call it Lonaz V'Shvias. Once the pears come out, it's called a fruit tree. Misil Oimrim, HaCharuvim Mishiyah Sharashru. Misil says, Dafka, the charuv boxer trees has to reach a stage where it looks like chains already. V'akafanamashiyigru, it got to the shear of Garua, we'll see in a second what that means. V'azeisim Mishiyanitsu. V'azeisim, when it gets a nates, when it gets like a crown, then it's enough of a peri. V'sharakur alonis v'sharitziu. All alonis, it's enough when it comes out. V'amarav asi, hu baiser hu guru hu pull lavan. The shear of Garua, Mashiyigru, is the same shear as baiser and the same shear as pull lavan. Pull lavan, zagadaydach, you think it is a bean? It's not a bean. Lema shi'uruka pull lavan. It's the size of a pull lavan. Now what do you see over here? Man shamad amma baiser in smadullah. Who's man yama holds that the geffen, a grape, has to be the size of a baiser? Rabbana. And still says, v'tanei shar kol ilonis v'shiyetziu. All of the ilonis, v'shiyetziu is called a peri. So it's back there. You're telling me that by a kafris, it's not called a shomer because it falls off before it grows. But Rabbana hold, once the peri grows a little bit, it's called a peri already. It's called a peri already. So what are you going to say over here? Agav, this is very agav, that we just learned that you can't cut down the ilonis on shvias if it's not a fruit tree. It's not, the fruits didn't come out yet. If the fruits came out already, now I'll cut it down. Frank Taisvis, without the peri, stop me, now I'll cut down a fruit tree. Taisvis answers, the Venturutzim, how you let it cut down a fruit tree, and there here's only a problem, al shvias, al shmita. So Elamah Rava, the final pshat, why kafrisim are not called a shomer to be chayav in Arla. Elamah Rava, heichem rin davah shomer l'peri, heichem di yishakas al shomer, it's only called a shomer, the chayav in Arla, on that shomer, on that protector, is only if you take away that peel, mayis peri, the peri would die. For example, an orange peel. If you take off the orange peel while it's growing, the peri is going to die. Hachot by kafrisim, kishakas le mayis peri, take off the peel, will not die. And the Gemara is the story. There was a story one time they took off the nates of the rimayna, they took off the crown and the peel on the crown off the rimayna, off the pomegranate, the yavish, and dried up. The yavish rimayna. They took off the kafrisim off this caper tree, the akayim betisa, and the capers lasted. So you see that that's why it's not a shomer. So coming out of Maisa, kafrisim are not chayim arlok, it's not a peri, and it's not even a shomer le peri. And before we had a brisa that said you make a bayer pri eitz on it. So it sounds like maybe you should make a bayer pri adama because it's not a peri. So that's what the Gemara says. That you threw away the vyanis and the kafrisim you ate because it's not a peri. And when the guy with oral la peri, and you know the guy with brachas not a peri, but brachas not a peri. Make a bayer pri adama. And it's not like the brisa before. But Tosis takes issue with this parenthesis, which is really the bahag. And Tosis says that, of course, you make her eitz. Because we didn't say for sure that it's not a peri. We said, we go like Rabbi Kiva, but chutzla arutz by arla. But brachas are not chutzla arla chutzla arutz. Brachas are the same eretz shol and chutzla arutz. Just like eretz shol, there will be arla on kafrisim. So avada, it's a peri, misalfik. So therefore, he says that you should make a peri pri eitz, and speak machoikas, and bre yoina, and others. So the Gemara writes, palpally, peppercorns. Rav Sheish Shama, the loch is you eat peppercorns, Rav Sheish Shama Shahako, and Rav Alma Loi Klum, you don't make no bracha, it'll burn your mouth off, but no bracha. Va'ozda Rav La Tameh, and Rav goes to his reasoning in a different place, he says, Amar Rav, kas pilpali v'yem the kapurim. Whenever you eat something that's not eaten normally, it's called kas, kaises. So someone ate pilpali on Yom Kippur, potter. You're not chayiv for Yom Kippur, why? Because it's Shkemaichel. That's why he says you don't make a bracha. Kas zang v'lo v'yem kapur, if you ate, you chewed up ginger on Yom Kippur, potter, you're also potter. What's the reason you're potter? The reason you're potter is because it's not called a food, and that's why you don't make a bracha according to Rava. Rav Sheish says, you do make a shahak at least. The pasuk says, you know, it's a fruit-producing tree, because it says piria. The pasuk says, Barlatam Allah says Pirya Yishol Sham Yilachem Areim Leyachol. It says when Tatem Kol Eitz Machol. Barlatam Allah says, what if it's Eitz Machol? We know it's Eitz Machol. Al Matam Leim Eitz Machol. Lohavi Eitz Tam Eitzayu Pirya Shava. To teach us that a Eitz where the tree the fruit and tree have the same taste, that is chayav and arla. What is the type of tree that produces fruits that taste the same thing like the tree? Hapaplim, that's peppercorns. And it's another thing teaches us, Lam Dechosh, Eretzol has everything. It has good fruits, yummy fruits, it also has peppercorns. You're not going to eat lechem in poverty. It means it has everything you need. It's not missing anything. What's the kash? So you see, chayav and arlo on peppercorns. If you chayav and arlo, it means a peri. If it's a peri, you got to make a bracha, a bar priates. Why are you saying like klum? It's even a kash of sheshes, technically. Like kash of tivsav yabeshta. Fresh peppercorns, when it's still wet, then it's edible, you make a bar priates. Dried peppercorns, it's a machlaikas. According to Rava, like klum, according to our sheshes, make a shakal. Rashi's hold is it's a little bit edible, but since it's yabeshto, so it's like it changed its status, like kimcha dechit, like flour, wheat flour, and therefore you make a shahakal. But he holds make a bracha, and we paskin you don't make any bracha on dried peppercorns. Only bar la'ameima kas zinglo yom kippurim potter. If you chew ginger on yom kippur, it potter. It's not kol achila. It's terrible. Break the marav. Rava, high humusah da'as ben yendoi. There's a certain type of spice that comes from India that's mixed together with ginger. The loch is sharia. It's mutter to eat it. It has no problem with bishul akum, even though they cook it. Now, if it's mutter to eat, there's no problem with bishul akum. There's no problem also, they were saying, there's no problem of ke'ule nachrim because it's not sharp enough. But the ma'aseh says, no problem with bishul akum means that it's nechlecha, you can eat it raw. And I would just said that it's not edible at all. Well, so cooking should be a problem with bishul akum. Unless it's eaten raw, there's no problem with bishul akum. That's why in water, for example, if a guy cooks water, there's no bishul akum because you can eat it raw. So here it's mashmash, you can eat it raw. Ginger, you can eat it raw. Like kasha, retifso, yabeshta. Buy fresh ginger, you can eat that raw. Dried ginger, you can eat that raw, and therefore it goes into the machlaik as before. So fresh ginger, make our adama. Fresh peppercorns, make our eights. Dried ginger and dried peppercorn, the halacha is no bracha. So, the Gemara Vaita, chavetz, kedera, vechein daisa. If you have this dish that's like a farina, v'chein daisa, two type of farinas, we'll see how other things in it. What's the halacha? Who don't know a shahakal mevari? You make a shahakal, kind of very mezenis, very mezenis. Look, the daisa greda, straight farina, which means straight wheat, you know, let's say flour with water and mixed together. Kulam lepligi the very mezenis. It's pasha's very mezenis. You cook it up and it's a farina. Keep pligi with daisa again chavas kedera. The one that daisa is like chavas kedera, which means it's farina that's mixed with a lot of oil and a lot of honey. What's the halacha? You have flour, oil, and honey. What's the halacha of this dish? Rav Yudai Meshakal, why? So the main part is the honey. And you go, what's the ikatafel? The main part is the honey. Rakana bayrim mezainis. He holds bayrim mezainis. Why? So smidik, he holds the flour is the main thing. Omar Rav Yosef, a big yisoy. Kavase the Rav Kana Mestavra. It makes sense like Rav Kana. The Rav Shmuel Darman Tavayo. Rav Shmuel said something together, a very important yisoy. Kol sheyesh mechameshes haminim mevarchal Rav Mezainis. Any mixture that has five grains in it, any mixture has flour in it, even though the flour is not derived, the halacha is bari minim mezainis. Because it's so chashiv that it becomes the ikr even without being derived. And Taisha speaks that it's only if you put it in for taste or you put it in to get more full. But if you put it in just to be a ladabek, just to be a binder, then you don't make a mezainis. For example, a lot of meatballs have a little matzah meal in it. It's still not a mezainis because it's only there as a binder. Same thing with gefilte fish. A lot of people have gefilte fish as shahakal, even though they put it in some flour in it. That's just to make it a binder, but not to give it taste or to make you more full. Zogting maravait. Gufa. Ravish maravaiu. Kol sheyesh bei mechavesh aminim, any mixture that has in it the five grains, the grains become the ikar and you make a mezainis. There are a lot of cereals, if it has wheat in it, even though it's not the first ingredient, there'll still be mezainis because it's kol sheyesh bei. If it's there for taste and to make you full, there'll be mezainis. That's one. And kol sheyesh bei mechavesh aminim, v'varchon l'avayim mezainis. V'etzo nami, rabbis wanted to buy, kol shehu mechavesh aminim, anything that is chavesh aminim, v'varchon l'avayim mezainis, make a very mezainis. V'tzrichi, you need both of these members. They're two different members, really. If you said that anything that's five grains make a mezainis, you would think dafka having a mishum deisavein only if it's be'en, only if that's all you have. Aval adi taruvis, if it's mixed with other things, then lo, you don't make a mezainis. Kamash v'lon kol sheyesh bei, anything that has in it mezainis is automatic mezainis, even though it's not the right, even though it's not the majority. And if he only said Kol Sheyesh-Bai, if he asked me in Kol Sheyesh-Bai, Havamina, that only regarding Kol Sheyesh-Bai are we excluding Eiriz and Deichen. Havamina, Kol Sheyesh-Bai Chamesh Aminim in, Ava Eiriz Deichen Loi, but we said Eiriz and Deichen Loi, well, Taicha, Eiriz means rice, and Deichen means millet, that's not Loi. Maybe if it's be'en, eating plain rice or plain millet, name I feel oiz vechna varchna very mazinus. You should make a mazinus and you should make al micha. Kamash v'lon, no. Rabbi Shmuel hold, and we'll see. Maybe we're gonna slug him up later on the Amid. Kamash v'lon, kol shu mechamesh shamin and who the varchna very mazinus. It has to be the 5 grains to make a mazinus. Lafuki oiz v'deichin, lafuki rice and millet. I feel isa be'ena, even if it's be'en, even though if you have only rice or only millet, loy mevarchinam b'ayir mezenis, according to Rav Shmuel. You don't make a b'ayir mezenis, and that's it. And the Gemara is going to continue the discussion about ayir and daichin in the next Amud, Daf Lamed Zayin.